Okay.
Coach, how about your cornerback situation? The spot a lot of people are looking at. What do you like about that group? What's a key development for Stiles?
When I look at the group, they've come a long way. They're really working hard. I think the key to them is they got to really learn how to play together, play with the safeties, figure out what we're doing coverage-wise. I like the way they compete. They study hard. They do everything that you want a young secondary to do. And so now it comes down to getting some game reps and seeing how we can improve them.
How much you're counting on Slay and this franchise is counting on Slay?
Well, we count on all our guys. I mean, it doesn't matter who steps out there. That person's got to play. He's got to represent us well. He's got to help us win. I think Darius, as I said before, is very talented. He's gotten better and better and better, but still, it's like anything. Practice is practice. How we do in the games, that's really what we're going to be looking at with him. But as far as the way he's practicing and things he's doing outstanding right now.
Kyle Van Noy, has he been the three down type linebacker that you envision again, knowing he's got a long way to go?
Yeah, he does. He shows us some pass rush when he does have an opportunity to do it. Very smart, understands in terms of the run fits, getting into pass coverage. So, again, it's just going to be live game reps and seeing how far we can bring him.
How do you see the chemistry between James and Logan?
It's been really well. Well, you have two high-character veterans. And so they know for us to play well, they have to play well. They have to be communicate. They have to be problem solvers in the back. And they've done that with the young guys, and it helps. And what that'll do is cut down on big plays, cut down on breakout runs, all those different things, getting lined up wrong, not getting a call. That's what they're working really well at right now.
Is that part of why you bring James in? Because you know him, you're familiar with him, he's familiar with you. Is that part of
absolutely.
The way of him coming to work in the
trust? Absolutely. I know what Dig brings to the table. And not just because I know him, but I think it benefits us, and that's why we brought him in. Outstanding. He's outstanding. I remember, obviously, being in the league, you watch him, you know he's a great player, and then when you get here and you have a chance to work with him, you see why he's a great player. He works his tail off. He's a true professional in every sense of the word, and every time he comes out here to practice, he practices. He practices like you're supposed to. Yeah, I really like the group's competitive spirit. When we get out there and we have a drill against the offense, they don't like to lose. And that's something, a lot of times you can't find that throughout the whole group. And they've been that even when we've gone 6 days in a row, whatever it is. They've done a great job in that, in terms of that, really competing, working to get better, helping each other out. And that's really a great sign, I think. We're just out to do our job. we're just trying to be the best defense we can be. I think each individual guy is trying to be the best player he can be within our system, and that's what we're really working for right now.
I know it's about athletes, and I know it's about playmakers, but you have a nice balance of youth and veterans. You get some Van Noy lines and certain guys. You get Darius Slay in there, and then Machine Mathis. Mm-hmm. Like that. Is that a good blend?
Yes, I do think we have a nice blend because – our older guys, they're really good professionals. And so as a young person, you come in and you think you may know how this league works, but you have to have the right veteran leadership sometimes to help you get going. I'm not really worried about him right now. We're worried about our guys and making sure we're lined up right, making sure we're in the right spots, making sure we're executing our defense the correct way. So we're just really focused on us right now, not on him.
What's the hardest part about being a quarterback?
You better have a short memory, because once you get beat, teams will come after you. They'll find a way to get after you with that same concept, that same route, in different ways, make you move, different formations. So they'll make it tough for you. So you got to have a short memory if you want to be a good corner, because eventually you'll fight if you can. If you do, you'll fight through it. And if you're talented enough and you work hard enough, you'll be a good player. Well, that's not what we want, obviously. We are going to continue to work it. I think we've had one day where we had a bad day where we weren't really on sides like we need to be. But for the most part, we've been really good. We're tracking them with our guys. We're letting them know in no uncertain terms that beat you, because you give the offense an extra 5 yards. It happened today. We jumped off sides. We gave them 5 yards. Now instead of a 3rd and 8, it's a 3rd and 3. And that's a whole different dilemma there for defense. So we're really, I think the guys have been really good. We're really harping on it, and we're hoping that carries over into the season, because we are paying attention to it.
In that same vein, the new emphasis on some of the defensive back calls with grabbing the jerseys, the illegal contact, mm-hmm. is that something you're emphasizing with the players?
Yeah, we had when the officials were here last week, the one thing we wanted them to do was call it like you're going to call it when we get into the preseason. And so there were a lot of flags flying last week as our guys, because we have to learn how to play with the rules. Whatever they are, whether we like them or dislike them, they're the rules, and that's what we have to play with them. We'll be right back.